This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Getting information to some Latinos about the benefits of the COVID-19 vaccine has been challenging. CPR's Claire Cleveland recently visited a vaccine education booth.
Inside the entrance to a Walmart in Thornton, just north of Denver, two women sat behind a table handing out blue stress balls and flyers with COVID-19 vaccine information. The event, put on by Unidos US, was geared to reaching Hispanic residents. Just half of the state's Hispanic population is vaccinated.
Hispanic people are more, they like getting information, but they also like doubt more.
That's Sandra Rivera. She's worked the booth for the last 6 weeks with her niece, April Reza. They said they've had more luck engaging with people at the flea market in Commerce City and outside Hispanic grocery stores. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Colorado is banking on international travelers to help jumpstart the state's tourism industry after pandemic closures. Tim Wolf is the director of the Colorado Tourism Office.
Those tourists are some of our longest staying tourists. Up to 2 weeks at a time, they spend as much as $2,100 on average per person per trip.
The U.S. plans to lift pandemic restrictions for vaccinated international tourists November 8th, just in time for ski season. And the federal government is expected to approve COVID vaccines for kids ages 5 to 11 beginning this week. And if so, children's hospital campuses will hold clinics starting Friday. And from downtown Denver, you're listening to CPR.